news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, and you're listening to FM Talk 106.5. 75 degrees as we get started on this Thursday, September the 26th. Coming up, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll give us the full forecast for the remainder of the week and the weekend. And spoiler alert, it's going to be hot and it's going to be dry for the most part in Mobile and along the rest of the Gulf Coast. Also coming up, have your news headlines of this morning with Kelly Finley. But right now, we get this hour started with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Cottage Hill and Hillcrest have got an accident without injuries here in the clearing stages. Been a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. After Fair Hope and Spanish Fort, you're checking an accident free. A little bit of backup there at Government 65, but nothing else that's going to slow you down. But whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Benton Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them online at BentonSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In 1973, America's original guitar rock band planted their flag. Now, Lynyrd Skynyrd takes their final bow. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Last of the Street Survivors Farewell Tour. This Saturday, the Wharf Amphitheater, with very special guest, Cody Jinks. Lynyrd Skynyrd, playing the Wharf Amphitheater one last time. Reserve seat tickets on sale now. Online at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Lynyrd Skynyrd, on their final tour ever. With very special guest, Cody Jinks. This Saturday, the Wharf Amphitheater, part of the C Spire Concert Series, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
7:09 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C. Day 2 at the FAIRS 13th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire media event. FAIR stands for Federation for American Immigration Reform, the nation's largest immigration reform group. Sean was up there yesterday broadcasting live, and he'll be there again today starting at 8 o'clock and again on Midday Mobile. And a reminder, if you go into work or if you go in somewhere where you don't have the car radio on hand, you can listen to FM Talk 106.5 via online stream. Multiple ways to get to that online stream. Either head over to fmtalk1065.com and click the Listen Live button there at the top of the page. Also, if you download the app TuneIn Radio and search for FM Talk 106.5, you'll be able to get the broadcast there, and the same for the Simple Radio app. They both have their have good things about them and not much bad. You can listen to the station whenever you want. On TuneIn, you can actually pause it like a DVR for your ears. Pause it if you've got some stuff to get to, and then play it, and it'll leave off at the spot where you did pause that. But coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, Sean Sullivan, and again, at Midday Mobile live from Washington, D.C. Right now, it's time to check the headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. To impeach or not to impeach? That's the question this morning. And a majority of Americans say no to impeaching Donald Trump and removing him from office. Those results are according to a new Quinnipiac University poll released on Wednesday, one day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the beginning of a formal impeachment inquiry. 57% say he should not be impeached, while 37% of registered voters thought Mr. Trump should be be impeached and removed from office. 73% of Democrats say that they were in favor of impeaching and removing from office. Now, the president's approval rating in the poll was at 40% compared to an unfavorable rating of 55%. Mr. Trump's approval rating among Republicans was 85% compared to 5% for Democrats and 32% for independents. The president's approval ratings remain higher among men at 46% compared to 35% for women. Back here closer to home, a Mobile County elementary school teacher has been arrested on charges of stalking and cyber harassment. A warrant was issued from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Florida. That warrant issued for Melissa Bolton. She is a fourth grade reading and language arts teacher at O'Rourke Elementary School. Bolton was arrested in Mobile and is right now being held in Mobile County Jail. She is awaiting being extradited back to Escambia County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 712 on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They also bring you the online 1-800-GOT-JUNK opinion poll. If you got any huge projects around the house or around your place of business that you've been meaning to get to but just don't have the time or the workforce to get that done, why don't you give 1-800-GOT-JUNK a call? Sean likes to bring up if you've got a big playset in the backyard and your kid's already going into college and not using that playset anymore, and you don't feel like moving it, just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and they'll get it done. Any job, big or small, call Trey Bennett and his crew and they'll take care of it. And one of the greatest things about using 1-800-GOT-JUNK, I love this, and I know people who have used this love it, is you make your appointment and they'll show up exactly when you expect them. They aren't like some of those companies that give you a huge 4-6 hour window of when they may show up, and then they might show up and not even get the job done. At that point, that's not the case with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You make your appointment time online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or by calling the number listed right there on the side of the big blue truck, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And once you set up that appointment time, they'll be there right when you expect them. Also, the price you get quoted is the price that you'll pay. So to get a quote or set up your appointment, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Hey, here's a cool story from Ohio. A 16-year-old sophomore football player from Clear Fork High School, that's located in Belleville, Ohio. His name is Zach Clark, and he had just an amazing experience the other day. Clark said he was outside with his mother, Laura, and they were working in their flower beds, and he noticed his neighbor working under his Volkswagen. Clark heard a loud bang and then screams from the neighbor's wife. Evidently, the car had slipped off the jack and was crushing the man's chest. Clark said, I turned around and saw him struggling. Then instincts kicked in. I just ran over there and I thought I had to get this car off of him. He said, I did get it off him a little bit, and his wife and my mom pulled him out from under it. Next thing you know, he got rushed to the hospital. Clark added that it was crazy. Right now, Clark's neighbor is at home resting comfortably, and doctors did say that he would have died had the 16-year-old sophomore football player not been there to save him. So great story from Ohio. Zach Clark, a hero, and the neighbor owes him one, I'd say. Maybe go over to one of his next football games or something like that. Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was arrested in Pensacola after deputies say he tried to attack people with a machete because they refused to help him get synthetic marijuana. 50-year-old Timothy Wayne McLaughlin was charged with aggravated assault and battery. One of the would-be victims knocked the machete out of his hand, and in the process, McLaughlin was injured. He's being held without bond in the Escambia County Jail. We now know the name of the Mobile police officer who broke his leg in a head-on crash Tuesday night. Officer Daniel Marlin was involved in that crash Tuesday on DIP and Willowdale Street. No word on injuries to the people in the other car. The cause of the crash has not been released. A man accused of stealing a truck and crashing into other cars was found hiding in a storage unit in Destin, Florida. He was tracked down by a canine officer. Thomas Carter Jr. is accused of stealing a truck and leading police on a chase. That chase ended in a crash on Highway 98 and several people were hurt. Carter then drove off and abandoned the truck. He faces 9 felony charges. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really, will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute. And you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at lanyatmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lanyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties and sign up for a digital subscription today at lanyapmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
Disasters can strike with little to no warning. If faced with one today, would you and your family be able to safely survive? September is National Preparedness Month. There are some things you can do now to keep your family safe. Review your insurance policies and make sure all valuables are covered. Have an evacuation plan. Download city and state apps for emergency alerts and updates. Preparing for a natural disaster today can save you and your family from devastation tomorrow. This is brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
717 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. The Auburn Tigers have started the season off hot. They're 4-0 and ranked 7th in the nation. Coming up this weekend, a home game against Mississippi State. The kickoff is at 6 p.m. and pregame broadcast begins at 3 right here on FM Talk 106.5. Tonight, it's an Auburn night at 6 o'clock right after the Paul Feinbaum show. You have Andy Burcham and guests with Tiger Talk. And then after that at 7, Doug Holton and Tiger Talk Overtime. So they'll be talking a lot about the upcoming game against the Bulldogs and also last week's game against Texas A&M, a huge 28-20 win on the road at College Station for Auburn. Right now it's time for Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Azalea City Hand and Rehab and T. Bachelor and Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's Thursday. That means Tiger Talk. Gus Malzahn joins Andy Burcham and me live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. He'll preview Saturday's game against Mississippi State.
Defensively, they're leading our league in takeaways. They get after you. They're a very aggressive team. Just like last week, there's probably a good chance we'll see quite a bit of pressure with our freshman quarterback. So we got to have answers for that. But like I said, we're playing a good team. Very excited. Our crowd's been great. Really looking forward to playing in front of our crowd with everybody bringing their A game. And like I said, this is a big game.
Much more from Coach Malzahn tonight at 6 from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
It's game day for Auburn soccer. Karen Hoppe's team hosts Tennessee.
They had a heartbreaker on Sunday night at Vanderbilt. They lost with 30 seconds left in the second overtime. So I'm quite certain they are going to come into this game hungry. And they're talented. And we're hopeful we have everybody back. But we're young and a bit shorthanded. And so it's going to be another really huge test for us at home on Thursday night.
It's a 6:30 start tonight for the Tigers against the Vols. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayo City Hand & Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Sayo City Hand & Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, they moved that accident out the roadway. Still seeing just a little bit of traffic on the causeway downtown near the Bankhead Tunnel, but accident-free conditions continue coming into the Eastern Shore. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weekend and weeknight classes are available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 721 here on FM Talk 106.5. 75 degrees outside the Mobile Mornings studios right now. Get ready for another hot one. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here in about 10 minutes for your full week and weekend forecast. Also, a look in the tropics at potential storms and current storms out there right now. Also coming up, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani makes another threat yesterday. And there's a new survey out about how Americans like their steaks cooked. And I'll just tell you, it's an unsettling answer for the number one option. How do Americans like their steak cooked? I don't like this survey one bit. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for today. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Our armed forces will soon see a change on base at their exchange stores. As the MilitaryTimes.com is reporting, military exchange stores at Army, Air Force, and Navy bases will no longer sell e-cigarettes and vaping products. The Army and Air Force Exchange Service will remove e-cigarettes and vaping products by the close of business September the 30th. The Navy Exchange Service Command says that they will remove the products by September the 26th. This move is coming after more than 500 cases of lung disease are being traced to vaping and have been reported. 8 deaths are being blamed on the illness, which has not, though, been linked to a particular product or substance. It was anything but a routine Tuesday in downtown Mobile after an explosion at Government Plaza. That explosion was caught on surveillance video, and there you could see smoke and flames very visible Tuesday morning. The source of the explosion is believed to be an underground transformer, although it is not known yet as to what caused the incident, which caused multiple businesses to lose power. Witnesses say they saw a manhole cover outside a probate court go airborne, landing a couple of feet away and then rolling back into place. According to Alabama Power, the power was back on around 9 a.m. for the more than 300 people who lost power. Good news is no injuries were reported. The buildings closest to the explosion, though, they were evacuated for precautionary measures. The cause of the explosion is right now being investigated, still unknown at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com.
Member FDIC.
The largest midway on the Gulf Coast is back October 25th through November 3rd. The 65th annual Greater Gulf State Fair with acts like the Marshall Tucker Band. And Lamco. The kids to meet Curious George and Pete the Cat, or try out our family attractions like Pirates of the Sky and Equestrian Chaos. The 65th Annual Greater Gulf State Fair. Visit our website for full schedules and admission. GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
7:25 on this Thursday morning. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Sean Sullivan live from the Phoenix Hotel in Washington, D.C. He's at the FAIR, that's Federation for American Immigration Reform, their 13th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire event with, it seems like everybody's in D.C. for this week, and they're talking immigration reform. 191 sheriffs from around the country actually showed up there to speak about how they personally and their counties have been affected by illegal immigration. If you're unaware of what FAIR is, it's the country's largest immigration reform group. They say they have over 2 million members and supporters nationwide. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk with Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C., and also the Midday Mobile Show, where he has plenty of great guests lined up. Also later this hour, Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us for the weekend fishing report. You don't want to miss that. That'll come right around 7:50, 7:55 later this morning. Some news yesterday internationally, the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned that a, quote, single blunder could threaten peace in the Persian Gulf. Rouhani spoke yesterday at the United Nations General Assembly, and he accused the United States of, quote, merciless economic terrorism against his country since President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. Rouhani said yesterday that the Trump administration had committed, quote, international piracy against his country by reimposing those economic sanctions. He also said Iran will, quote, never negotiate with an enemy that seeks to make Iran surrender with the weapon of poverty. He said stop the sanctions so as to open the way for the start of negotiations. His speech came shortly after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced fresh sanctions targeting Iran's ability to sell its oil. That's some disconcerting news there, and also some disconcerting news in a survey about how people in America like their steaks cooked. And you're not going to believe this. The favorite way for Americans, 24% said that they order their steaks well done. Yes, well done beat out all of the other ways to get your steak cooked. It just beat out medium rare. That got 23% of the vote. 16% of Americans said they go medium well when they order their steaks. 13% picked medium. Only 11% said rare. That's what I go for. And then 2% order blue rare, which of course is even rarer than rare. Also, women almost 50% more likely to order a steak well done than men. My household bucks the trend. I order rare. You'd think that would be the least cooked in the family. My wife, when she gets the chance and it's a good steakhouse, she gets the blue rare. Never understood it. They also surveyed the most popular way to cook burgers. And that also well done. I'll accept that over the steak, though. 40% of people say that's how they like their burgers. 20% said medium well, 17% medium, 12% medium rare, and 2% like their burgers completely rare. Coming up, more Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. This is FM Talk 106.5. We're talking with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up after the break. And later this hour, you don't want to miss it, Captain Bobby Abrascato with your weekend fishing report and Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C. at 8 o'clock.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County school teacher has been placed on administrative leave following her arrest on stalking charges. Melissa Bolton teaches fourth grade reading and language arts at O'Rourke Elementary. She was taken into custody Monday during school hours. Bolton remains in Metro Jail this morning awaiting extradition to Florida. We're told her arrest is not connected to her teaching role. The push for the I-10 toll has officially run out of gas. A meeting yesterday in Spanish Fort put the nail in the coffin of the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project. The Eastern Shore Municipal Planning Organization moved to nix the new bridge
off their 2020-2023 transportation infrastructure plan. That same group essentially killed the plan last month by voting against including the toll bridge project in its plan. In Pensacola, police have found a blue Honda Civic that was involved in a hit-and-run crash. It happened Saturday morning at Cervantes and 19th Avenue. The car was found on North T Street Wednesday afternoon. It has the described damage, including a shattered windshield and missing side mirror. The victim, 31-year-old Ryan Torres, remains in critical condition. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, is set to appear this morning before the House Intelligence Committee. House Democrats expect to press McGuire on why he withheld a whistleblower complaint. Florida Democrat Val Demings is on the panel and will have the opportunity to question McGuire.
We are quite interested in knowing why he chose to deviate from what the law requires and if officials within the administration were involved in that decision.
President Trump's reported pressure on the president of Ukraine to assist in obtaining political information about Joe Biden led the former VP to respond on the Jimmy Kimmel show last night.
It's awful hard to avoid the conclusion that it is an impeachable offense and a violation of constitutional responsibility. But look, I am confident in the ability of the House and Senate to deal with this.
The complaint from an intelligence community whistleblower is expected to be made public at any moment. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. As the UAW strike at GM lingers on, many customers taking their cars to GM dealerships for servicing are having to wait longer than usual. The problem? A lack of replacement parts. The strike has halted production at more than 30 GM factories and debilitated the company's biggest parts warehouses and distribution centers, which are also union represented. The federal government is accusing dating website Match.com of catfishing its own users. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Match Group, which owns Match, for allegedly using fake love interest ads to persuade consumers to pay for subscriptions. Match.com lets people create profiles for free, but requires a subscription to be able to respond to messages. Match sent emails to non-subscribers telling them they had received a response to the site, but millions of emails referred to notices that came from accounts already flagged as likely fake. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit and Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Welcome in. Welcome in on this Thursday, Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And it's 76 degrees outside of our studios as we get the morning started. Right now it's time to talk with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So it seems like it's been hot for an eternity now. And yesterday it was another hot one. How close did we get to setting another record yesterday?
Within 1 degree of tying a record. Wow. So we got to 93, and the record was 94. But over the next several days, we've got a chance, in fact, a good chance of tying or possibly breaking some records, because this hot weather is going to last all the way into next week, at least into the middle of next week. The big high-pressure system that covers from Louisiana all the way to the Carolinas and then out into the Atlantic, and it's going to persist for quite a few days. And it looks like temperatures today will get up around 95 degrees this afternoon under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, I expect a low of about 72, and then tomorrow, another hot day, up to 95 and mostly sunny. And looking ahead to the weekend, plenty of sunshine for Saturday and Sunday, and high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. And that's the pattern for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week.
So it's not get used to it, it's stay used to it, since we've had so much hot weather. And it's been so dry, other than that huge amount of rain that just parts of our area got last week. So dry, in fact, that officials say a burn ban could be imposed next week if these dry conditions don't improve. You're saying right now, no rain on the horizon.
Yeah, it's really bad, because so many places now just have not had any kind of measurable rain for the entire month of September. And so we had that sort of anomaly here in Mobile with that heavy downpour, but most areas just have not had any rain.
How are we looking in the tropics right now, Dr. Bill?
Well, we've got two named systems right now, and one that's really interesting is way out in the Atlantic. It's Hurricane Lorenzo. It's now a major hurricane, 125-mile-per-hour winds. It's a Category 3. It's halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. Good news, though, it's headed to the northwest, to the north, should stay out in the open Atlantic. Tropical Storm Karen is north of Puerto Rico, continues to move in a general northerly direction, but it's poorly organized. It's barely a tropical storm. It's now going to run into this big high-pressure area that I just talked about, and it's going to force it to meander a little bit and then head to the west, that is, toward the U.S. mainland. It's a long ways offshore, but it will gradually move to the west over the weekend. Now, there's always a possibility that it could re-intensify, particularly when it gets to the Bahamas. So we're certainly going to watch this storm, but right now it's poorly organized.
All right, Dr. Bill, and we know you'll keep your eyes on the tropics for us all hurricane season long. We appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up later this hour, Captain Bobby Abriscato brings us the weekend inshore fishing report. And then at 8 o'clock, Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, working accidents eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and I-65, Gerby and Knollwood, and also Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. State troopers on the scene of one at Moffitt and Snow Road, also County Road 90 near Joe Foley Road in Summerdale. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings. Three big things on FM Talk 106.5.com right now. talked about it just a little bit there with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, but officials say that a burn ban could be coming to our area here next week if these dry conditions don't improve. In the last 7 days, almost 200 fires across the state have burned more than 2,400 acres. If we don't get a little bit of rain here soon, a burn ban will go into effect, and they are saying to be aware right now. Obviously, there have been over 200 fires across the state, so it's very possible that you could get a fire right now. Also, yesterday, the Eastern Shore MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, officially killed the I-10 bridge project deal, took it off their transportation plan. And the biggest news in the nation, probably the biggest news, in the world right now, Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire set to publicly speak for the first time about the secret whistleblower complaint involving President Trump. He's supposed to speak today. Right now, it's time to check the headlines for this Thursday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A local music artist has turned himself in after being on the run for weeks. Kobe Crawford's charged with reckless endangerment and shooting into an occupied dwelling. Crawford goes by the name No Cap. According to Mobile Police, a 21-year-old fired shots into a home on Middle Ring Road back on September the 8th. Mobile Police say, quote, the victim and another subject were involved in an altercation that turned physical. That subject then summoned for Mr. Crawford to show up. Mr. Crawford showed up, arrived on the scene, and the victim fled into the house. Mr. Crawford then fired shots into the house, and then he fled with his sister. The house was hit several times. No one was injured, thankfully. Investigators say Crawford's sister, who has been identified as Brianna Crawford, she was behind the wheel when they left the scene of the shooting, and she is now charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling and reckless endangerment. No Cap has several music videos on YouTube with more than 80 million views, with hits like Legend and Homicide, and his billboard is seen all across Mobile County. Making news out of Citronelle this morning as a possible social media threat lands a former student behind bars. It is the third time authorities had to deal with a situation at the school this week. Citronelle Chief of Police John Norris confirmed that they have arrested a former student based upon threats made on social media Monday. However, no arrests have been made in connection to the rumors of threats on Wednesday. Over the past few days, there have also been a number of fights involving Citronelle High School students, including one where the chief of police was hit in the face while trying to break up a fight. 18-year-old DeMarcus Scott, he was arrested for that assault. According to the police chief, the school, though, was never placed in lockdown status. But police are, quote, keeping an eye out on the school. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 743 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Coming up, Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C. He'll be on the 8 o'clock hour, also Midday Mobile. And coming up also, sports, as the New Orleans Saints re-sign a former first-round pick and the Atlanta Braves shut down their star, Ronald Acuna Jr., until the postseason. You're listening to Mobile Mornings here on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was arrested in Pensacola after deputies say he tried to attack people with a machete because they refused to help him get synthetic marijuana. 50-year-old Timothy Wayne McLaughlin was charged with aggravated assault and battery. One of the would-be victims knocked the machete out of his hand, and in the process, McLaughlin was injured. He's being held without bond in the Escambia County Jail. We now know the name of the Mobile police officer who broke his leg in a head-on crash Tuesday night. Officer Daniel Marlin was involved in that crash Tuesday on DIP in Willowdale Street. No word on injuries to the people in the other car. The cause of the crash has not been released. A man accused of stealing a truck and crashing into other cars was found hiding in a storage unit in Destin, Florida. He was tracked down by a K-9 officer. Thomas Carter Jr. is accused of stealing a truck and leading police on a chase. That chase ended in a crash on Highway 98 and several people were hurt. Carter then drove off and abandoned the truck. He faces 9 felony charges. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Jaguars all-star Jalen Ramsey leaves Jacksonville. The New Orleans Saints welcome back a former first-round pick, and the Atlanta Braves shut down Acuña until the playoffs. It's 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NFL. Jacksonville Jaguars' disgruntled cornerback Jalen Ramsey has now left the team to be with his family for the birth of his second child. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone released a statement last night announcing that Ramsey would fly to Nashville to be with his wife and his first child for the birth of their daughter. Ramsey's paternal leave is the latest twist in a weird week for Jacksonville star cornerback. Ramsey requested a trade after the Jaguars' Week 2 loss to Houston. And this week, Ramsey missed practice on Monday because of an apparent illness and again yesterday because of an apparent back injury. The former Florida State Seminole has not missed a game or a start in his four-year career, but it appears he will this Sunday when the 1-2 Jaguars play at the 0-3 Denver Broncos. The NFL Network reports that Los Angeles Chargers running back Melvin Gordon plans to end his holdout and rejoin the team today. Gordon will not be available to play Sunday at Miami, but he is expected to be back on the field in the Chargers' following game, October the 6th against Denver. Gordon's a two-time Pro Bowler in the final year of his rookie contract. He had been holding out with hopes of securing a new deal. He'll now rejoin a Chargers team that is 1-2 in his absence and will apparently play out the remainder of his contract before becoming a free agent. The New Orleans Saints have brought back 2015 first-round draft pick Stephon Anthony. The Saints made the move after placing rookie linebacker Caden Ellis on injured reserve. Ellis is a seventh-round pick out of Idaho who made the regular season roster in Week 1. He played in the Saints' first 3 games, primarily on special teams, but left last Sunday's victory at Seattle with a knee injury. Anthony was a first-round pick in 2015. He played 2 seasons in New Orleans before being traded to Miami, where he spent the past 2 seasons. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves shut down Ronald Acuña Jr. for the remainder of the regular season yesterday after the All-Star outfielder left their series opener on Tuesday against Kansas City with tightness in his left hip. Braves manager Brian Snitker said the decision is largely precautionary and Acuña can continue to throw and hit while sitting out the final 4 games. And while it puts an end to Acuña's chase to join the 40-40 club, 3 steals shy, the Braves did not need their All-Star outfielder in a 10-2 win over Kansas City last night. Former Faith Academy Ram and current Braves third baseman Josh Donaldson hit 3 doubles and had 4 RBI in the win. Pittsburgh handed the Chicago Cubs their 8th straight loss in a 4-2 Pirates victory. The loss officially eliminates the Cubs from playoff contention. Washington beat Philadelphia 5-2. Milwaukee clinched a playoff berth with a 9-2 win over Cincinnati. That Brewers win officially eliminated the Mets, even though New York beat Miami 10-3 last night. Mets rookie Pete Alonso hit his league-leading 51st home run. He's now one homer shy of the all-time rookie record set by the Yankees' Aaron Judge in 2017. And the LA Dodgers hit four home runs in a 6-4 win over San Diego. In the American League, Tampa Bay shut out the Yankees 4-0. The Chicago White Sox beat Cleveland 8-3, and Oakland beat the LA Angels 3-2. Oakland currently holds the first AL wildcard spot, followed by Tampa in the second wildcard, and Cleveland now a game and a half back with four games remaining. Minnesota clinched the AL Central in a 5-1 win over Detroit. Boston beat Texas 10-3, and Houston shut out Seattle 3-0. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Moffitt and Snow Road, they've still got an accident clearing eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and I-65 at Kirby and Nolwood, and an older one at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest in the final clearing stages, as school zones are going to be busy backing down to 20 miles an hour. But whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-ME-TOWED and see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. In your health news this morning, the CDC is recommending flu shots for everyone 6 months and older, just as we ramp up for the flu season this fall. The vaccination should be taken by the end of October. CDC says, quote, because the timing of the onset, peak, and end of flu season varies from year to year and cannot be predicted, it is difficult to say when is the best time to be vaccinated for any one season. The flu vaccines should be offered as long as the flu is circulating and unexpired vaccine is available. Children 6 months through 8 years of age who need two doses, they should receive their first dose as soon after the vaccine becomes available to allow the second dose, which must be administered 4 weeks later, to be received by the end of October. According to the CDC, flu activity in the U.S. generally increases in October and November before peaking between December and February and lasting as long as May. Vaccinations are especially important for those at risk of serious flu complications like young children, pregnant women, people with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart and lung disease, people 65 years and older, healthcare workers, and those who live with high-risk people. Infants younger than 6 months are at high risk of serious flu illnesses but are too young to be vaccinated. Both standard flu shots and nasal sprays are available this season. Calling all teachers, there's a new Wallet Hub survey out, and it's ranking the best place to be a teacher, and number one, North Dakota. They've been ranked as the best state for teachers, followed by New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Wyoming, and Connecticut. The rankings were determined by looking at 23 key indicators for teacher friendliness, including average starting salaries and teacher income growth, number of projected teachers in the year 2026, public school enrollment growth, teacher tenure projections, quality of school systems, pupil-teacher ratio, public school spending, teacher safety, and average commute time. Alabama came in 38th place. Now, we were 28th in the opportunity and competition category, but 41st for academic and work environment. There is good news, though, for our teachers here in Alabama, as we scored 5th nationally for the lowest protected teacher turnover. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 5 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and it is a Thursday. That means it's time to bring Captain Bobby Abrascato on board for the Inshore Fishing Report. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Good morning, Big D. How are you?
I am great. Of course, the Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoors, just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Have you ever bought anything from McCoy Outdoors, Captain Bobby?
Oh, my gosh. I just walk in the... See, when I walk in the door, I just walk in the door and I lay a 50 on the counter. I call it a cover charge because I'm walking out of there spending no less than 50. Even if I go in there to buy a pack of grubs, uh-huh. Kids always got something new for me to try out and this and that. So, yeah, you can't... If you're a fisherman or any kind of outdoorsman, for that matter, fisherman or hunter, you can't walk in that place and not spend some money. They got the stuff, that's for sure.
Seriously.
Like we talk about, one of the things that they do such a great job of is they talk to me and to a lot of the guys that fish the area, and they carry what works here, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, not what somebody in New Hampshire or something's buying for right. a store, you know. So,
well, it's been hot out there. It's going to be another hot one today and for the foreseeable future. What you been doing to catch some fish?
Well, the good news is early in the morning, if you can get out there and get it done early in the morning, it's really kind of pleasant early in the morning. As you mentioned, it gets hot. You know, by mid-morning, it's burning up. So, fortunately, we've been getting it done pretty early in the morning. And you know, one of our target species, our main target species, of course, is speckled trout. And man, they're just kind of water temperature sensitive. They tend to get a little lethargic when it gets hot like this. And again, we're catching speckled trout. But one of the things that's helped out a bunch is I'm targeting some other species on purpose, which would be redfish, which could care less how hot or cold the water is.
Mm-hmm.
There's been swarms of some really nice white trout showing up at some of the structure in the lower end of the bay. So, you know, when the speckled trout don't really want to cooperate after first thing in the morning, that's really helped out our trips over the last, well, really since it's been so hot for the last month and a half.
I hear you, and it's going to be hot again this weekend. You said get out in the morning if you can, but what are your plans for the coming weekend?
Well, again, it's going to be that same deal. I want to get out and get it done early. You know, we're coming into this new moon nip, the moon phase that we're on and the tide cycle that we're on. It's a nip tide. Basically, you're talking about very little water movement, very little difference between the high and the low tide, and you know, with that, especially with the heat, you know, and not having much current, you got to focus on some areas that have, you know, kind of exaggerated tidal movement, and a couple of the places that I use when we get these situations are the Passerone and the Dolphin Island Bridge area, the mouth of Mobile Bay, the points of the islands like the west and the east end of Dolphin Island, that sort of thing, and that water movement's exaggerated there when we get these weak tides, and that really helps out a lot. So those are going to be the kind of places to go. Live bait on the structure, rigs, reefs, wrecks, that sort of thing, that's going to get you the fish. You know, early in the morning, sometimes you can get away fishing shallow, but I would definitely target use some live bait on some of that structure in the deeper water in the bay and the sound.
All right. Holiday season coming up. A great gift would be to book a trip with you, Captain Bobby, and the A-Team fishing crew. How they get that done?
Just go to ateamfishing.com and you can book the trip. And we even do, talking about holidays or gifts, for whatever reason, we can give you a gift certificate that you can give to whoever you want to gift, and get you a gift certificate, and then they can just book the trip whenever they want.
All right. Thanks, Bobby. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy. Have a good weekend.
That's Captain Bobby Abrascato, the Inshore Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoors, just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Coming up, Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C.